Well, I could take a break on that.
About a week, something like that.
Put out a fire.
Pipes down. My wife thinks of everything. My wife takes good care of herself. She also feeds me Geritol. I too.
You ready for me to start firing away?
Anytime.
Last time I was asking if you were buying a fair amount of molasses, a lard, what that would come in?
A tub. A tub of lard. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe a barrel of molasses. Go ahead.
You ever heard people around here use the word stand, a stand of lard, to mean a quantity?
I don't deal in lard myself. I possess great amounts of it, but I don't deal in it.
Hadn't heard that term.
Never heard of stand.
Say if you were fooling around the kitchen and you wanted to pour.
Now, I have heard of a stand of trees, but I've never heard of a stand of lard.
Okay. Say you were in the kitchen and you were pouring some liquid into a small mouth bottle. In order to keep it from spilling all over creation, you might use what?
Oh, well, funnel.
Yeah. And people who drive buggies, this thing they use to crank around horses' ears to make them go faster, you just call them that.
Call them drivers?
No, I mean the thing.
Oh, the thing, old whip, sure.
Yeah. Say if a farmer had to take some corn to the mill to be ground, what about the amount that he could take at one time? Have you ever heard that expressed in any particular way? You've got to take up to the mill? Or say, maybe firewood. As much firewood as a man could carry in his arms at one time.
Maybe an armload?
Yeah.
Hamper full, something like that? No, you don't have many corn mills around here, though.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of people use the word a turn of corn? Like a turn to the mill?
Mm-hmm.
Not familiar with that.
Nobody takes, like I said, there's just no mills around here really to speak of.
Mm-hmm. Say if this electric lamp right here, if the light burned out, the thing that you'd replace, you'd call that the
bulb?
Okay, specifically it would be a
light bulb.
And getting back to containers, if you were going to put out your wet wash on the line to dry, you'd probably carry it outside in what?
A laundry hamper or a laundry basket?
I don't know. Again, if you were bottling something, the thing that you would put in the mouth of the bottle to keep the liquid from spilling out, call that
funnel.
Well, you know, the thing that you'd use to seal it. So it wouldn't come out. That'd
bottle stopper or top.
What would that stopper probably be made out of?
A stopper would probably be made of cork.
Okay. A couple of musical instruments. This thing you see people play with their mouth, you know, they move it horizontally. You call that a
harmonica or mouth harp.
Ever heard it called anything else?
Mouth organ.
Yeah. What about a French harp? Haven't heard it called that. The thing that you play like so?
The American kazoo. No, the Jew's harp, sure.
Yeah. A very common tool that you would use to beat nails with, that would be?
Screwdriver.
You weren't so primitive.
Hammer. Yeah, hammer.
More specialized. You know anything about a wagon?
Maybe, ask me.
We'll find out. So, a wagon, that long wooden piece that goes between two horses. Have any idea what that would be called?
Tongue?
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
Or say on a buggy, if you, those things that you back the horse between, you know, when you're hitching him up, those two long wooden pieces, what would that be called?
Is that a yoke?
Well, yeah, I know what you're talking about.